In Delaware's primary election last week, political observers focused on the U.S. Senate contest between incumbent Senator Tom Carper and progressive newcomer Kerry Harris. Many thought Carper was vulnerable, but he vanquished his Democratic challenger with ease. There was a big surprise, though. That was the victory in the Republican primary race for Congress by an unconventional candidate, as WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
When I suggested to Scott Walker that his campaign wasn't even a grassroots operation, he wholeheartedly agreed.
Right. I'm like dust, like below that, like substrata.
Walker's unorthodox campaign can be described as the quest of one peculiar man who drives a jalopy that doubles as a billboard. The 1991 Toyota station wagon is filled with wooden signs that he hand-paints with nature landscapes and then plants in areas with lots of vehicular traffic. The 67-year-old father of four often slept in that wagon over the winter after a dispute with his wife. He ekes out a living providing flowers to a few hotels and shopping centers in the region. Walker used to run sober houses, but he said he lost them to foreclosure. He's also a self-described alcoholic who sought refuge in a sober house in this February Facebook Live post.
Hey, I'm looking for a sober bed tonight because I have a drinking problem, and I can't seem to lick it with medications or any other way. I need help with my addiction right now because I don't want to go through another night. I have too much at stake, and the people of Delaware would expect me to be in tip-top shape all the time.
Walker never went into rehab and told WHYY he still drinks 5 or 6 beers a day as he campaigns to defeat first-term Democratic incumbent Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. Ironically, Walker challenged Rochester in 2016 in the six-candidate Democratic primary. He won just 5% of the vote. This year, he ran in the GOP primary against Lee Murphy, a retired Amtrak manager and actor who had a role in the Netflix series House of Cards. Loyalists expected Murphy to coast. Instead, Walker won by 6 points. Driving home to Milford that night, Walker said he had resigned himself to defeat.
I said, "That's it. Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go back to gardening tomorrow and go to work."
Then a radio host called.
He says, "You win." I was stunned while I was driving.
His wife reached out, too.
She kept texting me, you're on the news, you won it. They got a check mark next to your name.
So now Walker is a torchbearer for the GOP, his name just below Senator Carper's challenger, Rob Arlett, on the ballot. Yet party executive director Emily Taylor wouldn't commit to supporting Walker in a state where Democrats have a 2-to-1 voter advantage.
We'll have to, since they were surprising results, decide what's the best way to maximize the limited resources we have as a party.
Walker, who is white, nevertheless thinks he can win enough votes in predominantly black Wilmington to defeat Delaware's first black member of Congress. His platform? A free market economy and a stronger national defense through an anti-ballistic missile system. And the candidate who recently lost 60 pounds is also railing against obesity as a national health crisis. That stance has led to striding criticism of him on social media this week in light of this Facebook video about a plus-size model whose photo was on a store window.
And the model, as you can see, is very, very obese. And this is a protest because women should not get the idea that it's okay to be unhealthy.
Amid cries that he is engaging in despicable fat shaming, Walker insisted he's trying to save the country trillions of dollars in medical costs and eventual doom.
They should be ashamed that they're not taking care of themselves. But if somebody does not speak up about this, we're going down. And we'll be speaking Chinese here in a few years.
Rochester's campaign did not return calls for this story. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.